Hi, gorgeous, and welcome to Seasons of Self-Love. This podcast is for ambitious, down-to-earth humans who are ready to be expanded and inspired towards stepping into even more of their potential and loving themselves like crazy. Real humans, real self-love journeys, and a real opportunity for you to create space to be your best, boldest, and most beautiful self. I'm your host, Beck, and I can't wait to share some self-love magic with you all. Hello, epic humans, and welcome back to another episode of Seasons of Self-Love. Coming in hot with a solo episode today, talking around what it means to live a successful life and how success shows up in your life. I think success sometimes can be this elusive thing that we all feel like we want to create for ourselves, we all want to work towards, but I think it's really important to stop and reflect on A, what success truly looks and feels like to you? B, are you moving in that direction to actually help you get closer to your definition of success? And C, are you stopping to celebrate and take note of all of the success that you're already creating in your life, in general, in your day-to-day? And that's what we're going to dive into today. So I really hope you enjoy this episode and would love to hear what came up for you after listening to it. So I invite you to pause for a moment and think about the word success. Think about moments in your life where you've felt success, moments where you've felt successful, or when you've put in place goals or aspirations in order to allow you to feel more successful in life. What comes to mind? What feelings, what thoughts, what emotions, what phrases, what image comes to mind when you think about success? In general, society places a great deal of emphasis around making money and titles and hierarchies and status. And whilst it can be really great and those things are absolutely a measure of success, they may not be for everyone. And this is really a permission slip for you to take the space and time you need to decide what success looks and feels like and not feel like you have to fit in with the general population or have certain things in your life or compare yourself to others in order to feel successful and fulfilled. Another thing that comes to mind for me when I think about success in general is that a lot of it is placed on outward appearance. So when we think of success and, you know, like the big jobs, the big money, the designer handbags, the, you know, just outward appearance. And even if we think about successful in terms of like beauty standards and things like that, all of those outward things kind of comes to mind. And I think especially in the Instagram world that we live in, it's really easy to look at other people's lives and assume that they are A, perfect, and that they are B, really successful. However, a lot of the time that's not accurate. And we all know that comparison is the thief of joy. So this is why for you as an individual, it is so powerful to have your own definition of success and then for you to measure that accordingly. And the point I'm trying to make here is that success is not all about what you do or don't have. We so often use those outward external markers to be like, have I made it? Am I a successful human? You get to decide. No one is going to come along when you've earned a certain amount of money or drive a certain car and give you the successful human badge and be like, here, you've ticked all the boxes, you've absolutely made it. Or maybe you're waiting for those things to actually allow you to feel like you're worthy or you're good enough. When I make that amount of money, when I lose 3 dress sizes, when I can run 21Ks. Yes, of course, absolutely. If that feels good for you, amazing. But make sure that your success is yours and it is not based on someone else and how they are living their life. What's really important to consider when we are thinking about success is to take into account our values. So what are the things that you spend most of your time thinking about, taking action on, or planning for? because those are going to be your core values, the things that you value most in this world. So where are you spending your time? If you look at your diary and you think about your free time potentially outside of work, where is it being spent? Is it spent a lot at the gym? Is, you know, health a really core value to you? Amazing, epic. So what is living a healthy, successful life look and feel like? And how can you actually take time to celebrate that you are taking action on that right in the here and now? Maybe you prioritize your family and spending lots of time with your family. Amazing, beautiful. So maybe success for you looks like having the flexibility and freedom to be able to go to your children's sports games, or, you know, not have to ever say no to being parent help or anything like that. Amazing. That's success in itself. So often we get wrapped up and caught up in success being a certain thing, especially when it comes to career, finances, outward appearance, and it really takes away from our natural levels of contentment and fulfillment because we are trying to live up to these elusive goals, these elusive expectations that at the end of the day isn't actually aligned with our values and aren't bringing us any joy. Something else that I think is really important when taking into consideration what success looks and feels like to you and how successful you feel is really being able to view success as a process. And a big part of this for me is enabling yourself to celebrate things along the way. Most people think of success as big achievements and almost the culmination of a big goal or a big intention or expectation coming to fruition. And whilst I think it's really important to have those big goals and aspirations, and, you know, I'm a big believer in anything that you dream, you can absolutely bring into place with the right mindset and taking inspired action, you know, and really having trust that, you know, everything is working out for your greatest good. But unfortunately, when it comes to success, often looking at the big picture only can really have this negative impact on us because we don't feel any of the core pieces that success brings us, the fulfillment, the contentment, the happiness, the joy, until we get to that big picture goal, or we get to achieve that sense of having it all. I suppose here, and at the end of the day, this is the core focus. It's really understanding and defining what success means to you on a daily, weekly, monthly, annual basis, and in terms of your big picture vision. So if you can look at the success you're creating for yourself on the daily or on a weekly ongoing basis, it can be a really powerful way for you to build self-esteem, because you are celebrating that you've already done the things you said you were going to do, and you're already building and enjoying success in the interim to moving and gaining momentum towards those big picture visions. We can have goals, and some of those goals may be to achieve certain levels of success, but we can feel successful along the way. And I think a really beautiful example of this is if we take a look at health goals. So if you've got a big picture image, and I alluded to it before around running a half marathon, but if you only focus on the success that you feel once you've completed that and you've got like a 6-month training plan, there can be a real negative spiral as you move towards that big goal, because it's hard, right? There's a lot of mindset work that goes on. There's a lot of investment and time spent on health and looking after your body and all of those key factors. So if you're only waiting until the end of that race to feel successful, you miss out on such an opportunity to celebrate and give yourself kindness and compassion along the way, and, you know, to really celebrate the success you're, you know, in the journey. And that's a big piece of the puzzle as well. Another really beautiful thing to take into consideration when you're thinking about your definition of success is owning the fact that it might change over time. You are totally okay, and you are able to give yourself permission to pivot. Over the course of our lives, the way that we see the world and our priorities change. We are growing you know, in every single moment, our knowledge is growing, our awareness is growing, our relationship with ourselves and the people who are around us, you know, is growing and developing. So it's really important that we give ourselves the space to change our minds. I know this is so true for me. What I thought success meant and what I thought it meant to be a successful human has been totally flipped on its head in the last couple of years. It is crazy. And whilst that has been really challenging to come to terms with, it has also been really empowering because I get to choose, right? And this is why, once again, I keep coming back to this point that if we don't take the time to redefine what success looks and feels like to us, we unfortunately put ourselves on a path of feeling unfulfilled and not reaching the levels of happiness and joy and presence that we can absolutely achieve for ourselves because we are chasing something that is no longer feels as good as it once did. So as we move through life, obviously our definition of success will change, and it's imperative to allow yourself to go with the flow, to revise and adjust this definition as needed. And I know this will hit for so many of you as you've become parents, or maybe you've had a complete change of career, or maybe you've had a long-term relationship breakup, so therefore everything shifts, or maybe you've had a traveling experience that didn't go to plan, and so that has kind of like completely shifted the game for you. So it's okay to change your mind, and it's okay that your definition of what brings you success and what allows you to be the happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant version of yourself changes and shifts along with that. A core part of redefining success and then gaining momentum towards it is your ability to take radical responsibility for the choices you are making. At the end of the day, we're all responsible for our own happiness and our own joy. And yes, there can be like external factors that come into play that are out of our control. But overall, and for most of us, we have so much more power than we enable ourselves to utilize. And success is really about being able to look yourself in the mirror and feel good about the choices you've made. And of course, we all make mistakes. Of course, we fail. Of course, we fuck up and do things that we wish we didn't do and that we wish things worked out differently. But it is up to you to have a choice and to have an outlook on life that enables you to see the lesson or enables you to move through the challenge or enables you to factor in the key takeaways that lead to your growth and your awareness and your overall evolution as a human. Your version of success doesn't have to look like anyone else's, but it's important that the definition that you do create for yourself feels so good and meaningful to you. And that is really the thing at the end of the day. No one else can define what success looks and feels like to you, especially in your adult life. So many of us as children or as young adults, and I am included in this generalization, have felt like parental expectations or societal expectations have dictated what success looks and feels like. But that is no longer the case. And so you get to stop and pause and take heed of where you are and what success looks and feels like, and then create any shifts that you need to bring yourself more into alignment and celebrate and allow yourself to feel successful just as you are, and celebrate all the epicness that you already bring into this world. The beautiful thing about redefining success and knowing what it looks and feels like for you is that that is the core piece that we're working towards. So if you're looking at from like a, okay, cool, well, I'm feeling out of balance, I'm feeling stuck, and then you think, okay, well, what is going to bring me closer? What's going to bring me into alignment? What's going to enable me to feel successful? Like, what are the feelings that I'm going after? If you can define those things and decide on it, what it is that is going to bring you that success and the joy and the fulfillment, then you're able to make really beautiful action-oriented goals that will move you in the right direction and, you know, create intentions that will enable you to stop and celebrate your success and to continue to check in on your success and continue to allow yourself to look at that bigger picture. Because what happens when we we have an idea of success that's out of alignment, and then we're taking action and we're putting in place goals to get us closer to those things, you know, to that definition of success that no longer rings true for us, is it's a really big kick, and it's a really big hit to our self-esteem and our self-worth. Whereas when you are accomplishing your goals and you're taking inspired action towards the idea of success that feels so true and so real for you, it enables your self-esteem to rise even more, because you feel like things are coming to fruition and you feel like things are really, you know, you're making progress, and that leads to further happiness and generally greater success across the board. So hopefully that makes sense in terms of the self-esteem piece, that if you have an elusive idea of success and it's actually not something that aligns with your values and the way you live your life anymore, but it's still something you're moving towards, what's happening is you are absolutely taking a hit along the way, and you won't feel like you're worthy or good enough, because it constantly doesn't feel good to like hit all these benchmarks, because that level of success, that definition of success, doesn't ring true for you anymore. Whereas if your definition does ring really true for you and you're able to create momentum on your way towards success, your self-esteem, your self-worth rises because you feel so good about achieving those levels of success and being able to celebrate them. Clearly defining what success means to you will enable you to start making decisions that support that idea of fulfillment and contentment and happiness and joy. And it will help you see that the things you are doing and the things that you are working on are actually you already progressing towards that version of success, because that is true for you. So before we wrap up today's conversation, I'd really love to leave you with some journal prompts if you want to dive into some of the work around your definition of success. So a couple of the questions that you could ask yourself, and I'll pop these in the show notes as well, so you don't have to rush to write these down. You can just go and visit the show notes there. So firstly, I'd love for you to take some time to think about what your definition of success was growing up. It's really important that we reflect on what our previous definitions of success might have been, because that really enables us to really understand the shift and growth that we've had along the way, and how that has impacted maybe our definition to this day. The second thing I'd love for you to ask yourself is around where your definition of success growing up or as a teenager or as a young adult, how it was formed, where it was formed. Where did those ideas of success and what it meant to be successful come from? And once again, this is really important for you to grow awareness. This is such a good opportunity for you to get to know yourself on a deeper level, and then progressing forward, when you have that awareness of where and how and who shaped this definition, it allows you to feel more empowered and liberated to really take control of your new definition of success. Okay, so the next thing to ask yourself is, what is your current definition of success? And in order to do this, I like to break it down across five key areas of life. And those five key areas are love and relationships, health and vitality, career and purpose, finances and abundance, and self and spirituality. So have a bit of a think about what success looks like in all of those different areas. Next up, I think it's really important for you to ask yourself how successful you feel right now, and to stop and pause and to take some time to celebrate the areas of your life that are already a success, right? This is the big piece of the puzzle. We are so often looking for gaps to beat ourselves up about and look at, target the areas even that we are not achieving or not feeling fulfilled in. And unfortunately, that does not lead to a growth in self-esteem and self-worth and confidence when we're constantly looking at where we are falling short. So take this time to celebrate how successful you already feel, or the things that you have felt successful in the last couple of years. And lastly, taking time to look at how you can take action in the next week or the next month to move you closer towards feeling successful. So where you've unpacked that definition of we've unpacked that definition of success. What action are you now ready to take? What are you ready to step into that will enable you to feel even more successful than you do now? Because you deserve to feel that way. You 100% absolutely get to choose that being you and bringing your unique magic to the world is a success in itself. So I really hope you've enjoyed today's conversation around success. I have absolutely loved bringing it to you as always. And if you wanted to drop in and share with me how this has hit for you, what has come up for you, and maybe your new definition of success, I would love to hear about that. Drop into the DMs. I am always up for a discussion about these kinds of beautiful inner workings and the onward growth and awareness that we've been able to establish by having these kinds of conversations. So look forward to hearing from you, and I'll catch you next time for the next episode of Seasons of Self-Love. Thank you so much for joining us for Seasons of Self-Love. I hope you feel lit up and ready to tap into all that potential inside of you and take on your life with more self-love and compassion than ever before. If you feel like you'd like to connect more, I hang out mostly on Instagram at Beck Connington, and I would love to hear from you and chat all things self-love, personal development, and your relationship with yourself. Catch you next time for Seasons of Self-Love.